It's time for the Thursday Free.
Good evening, everybody. It's Thursday night, or as I like to call it, Friday Eve here at Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project. And since it is Thursday, it's time for the Thursday free-for-all. But then again, today is not just an ordinary Thursday. It happens to be Valentine's Day. So we're going to call it the Valentine's Day free-for-all tonight. We're going to have the stories that'll make you laugh.
Day.
Yep, that's true. Let's see, we're going to have the stories that'll make you laugh, think, cry, get angry. We'll fire off a rent rocket or five. I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm joined by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Madia.
We also have our AZ Magician. Good evening to you, Madia.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
Very good.
It's going damn good.
It's good.
Yeah, damn good.
Too bad it's good that we could make cheese a cottage industry.
Mm-hmm.
Cottage cheese.
Oh.
Finally,
oh
you got
my.
It. It both killed long enough.
Well, sorry. All right, well, here's the thing. What if I said Sherlock and the 10th Doctor might be on the same show together?
Oh, my.
You mean Matt Tennant. Smith? David
no,
Tennant?
No, David Tennant's the 10th. Matt Smith's the 11th.
Oh, God. Those two together?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
That should and be gonna... interesting.
Yeah. And guess what the show is? That one you've been talking about. Good Omens.
Oh, that is supposed to be on Netflix, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyway, here's the story. Benedict Cumberbatch to play Satan in Neil Gaiman's Good Omens. And this was posted yesterday. From Smaug and the Hobbit to Shere Khan and Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle by way of the Grinch, Benedict Cumberbatch has lent his distinct pipes to many a devilish figure in his career. You could therefore argue that it was only a matter of time until the Doctor Strange star provided the voice of Satan himself, with Deadline reporting that Cumberbatch will do the honors in the Amazon Prime video series Good Omens. Author and showrunner Neil Gaiman revealed as such during a panel at the Television Critics Association, explaining the actor's inclusion as follows, and I quote, is a giant animated Satan. He turns up when and we needed a performance that works. So we found a young British help that needed a lot of direction from Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch. Anyway, Douglas McKinnon helms the fantasy series, which is based on Gaiman and Terry Pratchett's 1990 novel Good Omens, The Nice and Accurate Prophecies of Agnes Nutter. Naturally, since there's a Satan in the mix, the show also includes a god, who is voiced by Francis McDormand. David Tennant, meanwhile, plays the demon Crowley, and Michael Sheen is the angel... Oh, God. Aziraphale? I guess. Aziraphale. And a story that sees the pair attempt to sabotage plans for the apocalypse, having grown accustomed to life on Earth. The comedy series will also feature the likes of John Hamm, Nick Offerman, Jack Whitehall, Miranda Richardson, Adria Arjona, Michael McKean, Anna Maxwell Martin, and Muriel Enos. Let's see, Good Omens is produced by BBC Studios. Yeah, worry about that later. Now, here's the important part.
Aziraphale. Surely, that name you couldn't pronounce is Aziraphale.
Aziraphale, thank you. Why Azira failed in that one.
Oh.
Well, here's the important thing. The show is set to launch on Amazon in over 200 countries and territories on May 31st. There's your date.
Okay. It looks interesting. And David mm-hmm. Tennant, he plays the personality of the demon
mm-hmm.
the way he used to do the Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy-go-lucky. Happy-go-lucky, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
We're not friends. I don't even like you. Of course you do. Something like that.
Yeah, but it's like, so Sherlock and the 10th Doctor are going to be in the same show? Nice.
I got to see if the trailer they have in this article is the same one.
I don't think it is. What I saw is the Avengers Endgame. Let's see. Okay. If you have a chance to pick the person who would play the next Wolverine, who would you choose? Would you choose Keanu Reeves, Scott Eastwood, Tom Hardy, Daniel Radcliffe?
Okay, Daniel Radcliffe, no.
No. Keanu, I don't think he'd fit. I have a pick between Scott Eastwood and Tom Hardy. Both of them look pretty good.
Okay. But, you know, I don't know much about any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't say.
Yeah. Okay, now here's something interesting, in case you missed this. The Alabama Church damaged by a tornado is returning a $25,000 donation from a casino because it doesn't support gambling. Which, I don't fault them for that.
But at the same time, if they need the money,
well, it has to do with the religious situation, which I can see why it makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So an Alabama church damaged by a tornado is returning a $25,000 donation from a casino because it doesn't support gambling. And
under my feet. Sorry, get under there,
oh,
Cosmo.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs just came into the room. So
okay.
Get ready for the shouting.
All right. Well, anyway, an Alabama church damaged by a tornado is returning a $25,000 donation from a casino because it doesn't support gambling. The pastor of the First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, James Troglin, tells WSFA-TV that church members voted Sunday to return the contribution from Wind Creek Casinos. Troglin says church members were extremely moved by the donation, but he says he doesn't support legalized gambling, and church members who share his beliefs thought it would be a conflict to keep the money. Troglin says members hope the money will go to others affected by the tornado. The church was damaged by a twister that roared through the town north of Montgomery on January 19th. The casino says it also made donations to another church and the town's police department.
Hey, that is enough. Told you.
Okay,
oh,
that's fine. Yeah, but I can certainly see why they did it.
Sorry, that was Princess that let out that loud bark. Carry on.
Okay.
Oh, my.
You want to read that article that I posted to the...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it is 3 years old?
Yeah, sure. Let me get over to that link. Let's see. B54FUM. Yeah, here it is. And I don't have to put it in the chat because there's nobody in the BTR at the moment. So, all right. The title alone would probably make you... You know what? Would you like me to fire a rant rocket?
Yes, the biggest one you have.
All right. One extreme rant rocket coming up. Take cover! Is probably going to make you want to rant off. Catholic Archbishop blames disobedient wives for domestic violence. Okay. Now, keep this in mind. This story was January 8th of 2016. So pardon all the dates I'm going to mention here. Blaming the victim. A Catholic Archbishop tells his congregation that the root cause of domestic violence is a woman's disobedience to her husband. Speaking to his congregation in Toledo, Spain, Archbishop Braulio Rodriguez said that wives could escape being physically abused by not being disobedient and by not asking their husbands for a divorce. Rodriguez, who is the Archbishop of Toledo, spoke to his congregation about relationships at a sermon held in Toledo Cathedral on December 27, 2015. In addition to blaming women for domestic violence, the Archbishop criticized false marriages and quickie divorces. Rodriguez said, and I quote, "The majority of cases of domestic violence happen because the woman's partner does not accept them or rejects them for not accepting their demands." Referring to domestic violence as a macho reaction, the Archbishop added, "Often the macho reaction comes about because she, the wife, asked for a separation. Note, there is nothing macho or masculine about domestic abuse. Such behavior is the antithesis of masculine and reflects a deficit in both character and intellect."
Excuse me?
As one might expect, reaction to the Archbishop's unjustifiable justification for domestic violence has been one of outrage and anger. In Spain, the Archbishop has been accused of inciting violence, and thousands of furious Spanish women have taken to social media to slam the misogynistic cleric. One wrote, "The Archbishop of Toledo has linked domestic violence to couples not being in a proper marriage. So says the celibate man who believes in a ghost." Another added, "He should be locked up for inciting violence. The city should keep his medieval views to himself." The Huffington Post reports that the Archbishop has refused to comment on the criticism. In addition, Father Thomas Rosica, an English language spokesman for the Vatican, declined to comment on the offensive remarks. In 2015, 56 women were killed in Spain because of domestic violence, and more than 1 million cases of domestic violence have been dealt with by the Spanish courts since 2007.
Leave it. Excuse me.
That's what that guy needs to do. Leave it.
Yeah. Is that the end of the article?
Yes.
I remember. I bet I didn't.
I look back at this last week. Last Thursday night, 1 week ago, there was a case of severe weather in around the Nashville, Tennessee area. Now, of course, the chief meteorologist of the local TV station, she had to interrupt the Masked Singer to cover it. Here's some of the tweets that were on the air at the time. "Get your ass off the TV. Blonde-haired bitch. Assholes ruin TV programs. Weather people are not important. Bitch, we trying to watch Masked Singer. Get off DOE. Hey, lady, go take a pee break. Shut the fuck off. Get off. Shut the fuck up. Get off. Inconsiderate camera hog. You all suck. When did Miss Piggy get on the Masked Singer? Tell the world a girl to shut up." It's like, I swear to God, if your house gets hit by a tornado, you're not going to care who the Masked Singer is.
No, it is like that. They'd hear the tornado. You know what? Nah, it wouldn't be like that at all. The idiots would hear the tornado siren and ignore them.
Yeah. I feel like, what the hell is wrong with people? My view is this. If I were to put in a tweet on TV, I would say, keep doing what you're doing. I'll get the highlights later. But honestly, that is just ridiculous. It's getting so far out of hand. It's like, what's next? Can we have a terrorist attack? Can we have a serious attack? And then, you know, it has to interrupt something? And people get upset over that. It's like, hello?
Well, you want to know something? These people do not realize that it isn't the station's fault. It is the federal government.
Yeah, and I think these idiots seem to forget one very important thing. The FCC requires local stations to interrupt programming for severe weather coverage because it is a life-saving public service. They seem to forget that. Thankfully, I have not. But it just gets ridiculous. Excuse me.
They dog likes to get into the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how much or how little's in the trash. He'll find it.
Yep.
But these idiots do not realize that it's the, I don't know which branch of the government, but but they are the ones that require it.
Ooh, I love this shot. Yeah, well, I love this picture. When you're a 24-year-old piece of shit, you break into the home of your 73-year-old neighbor and threaten him and his wife with a knife, and didn't know that he was not only a former boxer but a Royal Marine hand-to-hand combat instructor, well, let's just say the 73-year-old taught the 24-year-old a hell of a lesson.
In other words, the 24-year-old got kicked on their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Shirley, before I forget, the Bejeweled Blitz Challenge, free. You don't have to pay for
I know. It took me two tries, but I got the gold.
I've only made
it
to bronze so far.
At least nobody loses any coins today. I'm sorry. Ow. All right, let's see. Trying to find something. It's one of those slower these days. Oh, did you hear what happened in New York?
What happened in... Oh, is it the one where Amazon pulled out of...
Yeah. Yep, Amazon pulled out.
Yeah, only because they weren't welcome. Didn't feel like they were welcome. Hold on again.
Yeah. Okay.
It would have got them up about 25,000-30,000 jobs.
And a lot of people are not happy about that either.
Oh God, they're bitching at the mayor, and I can't say the mayor. I can't say as I blame him. Can you?
Nope.
All right, who's making all the noise over there?
Not me. Yeah, it's a Christian education university. It's called Point University. Yes,
Point?
It's a real university. Point. P-O-I-N-T. Point.
Like I point my finger at you? Okay. No.
Let's see. Ooh, Nickelodeon will revive the show All That. Because I remember that show. It was a 90s show.
Oh. Remember how people, the anti-vaxxers, don't want their kids to get vaccinations and all that?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to find it again. But Miss Frizzle took these bunch of anti-vaxxers on a trip on the Magic School Bus. It's quite interesting. They try to expel the myths that... vaccines cause, you know, autism or this or that.
Ah!
What?
2019, the Studio Ghibli Fest at theaters. So here's the list of the movies. Let's see, Howl's Moving Castle, 15th anniversary, April 7th, 8th, and 10th. Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind, 35th anniversary, May 20th and 21st. Whisper of the Heart, July 1st and 2nd. Kiki's Delivery Service, 30th anniversary, July 28th, 29th, and 31st. My Neighbor Totoro, August 25th, 26th, and 28th. The Secret World of Arrietty, September 29th and 30th. Spirited Away, October 27th, 28th, and 30th. Princess Mononoke, November 17th, 18th, and 20th. And finally, The Tale of the Princess Kaguya, December 16th and 18th. The thing is, I don't know how it's from G Kids, but except Princess Mononoke, I don't think that's exactly a kids movie.
Well, maybe they tamed down the version. Who knows?
Especially that first 10 minutes.
Barf.
Yeah.
Better knock it off and let
dear.
Karen be.
Yeah. Oh, what? Dear. I don't want to talk politics, but listen to this part. Booted from Disney, Dion Cini, I guess that's his name, C-I-N-I, was kicked out of the park after he unfurled a flag on the side of the Mark Twain riverboat. Disney issued a statement saying that while all guests are invited to the park, it says the par, especially the park, signs and banners are not permitted. Well, guess what the banner was? Trump.
Trump. Thought so.
It was Trump. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The Mars rover, after 15 years, the battery died. So it's finally dead.
They got 15 years of service out of it.
Yep, that's true.
You know? And you know what made the connection to Arizona?
What's that?
Some ASU students had experiments with the rover.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so nice job to the rover. Yes, me.
Your excuse.
Thank you.
I never could quite make it. I never can quite make it to gold on days like this. Finally.
This is one of those slow news nights.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. Tomorrow on the DC Universe streaming service, Doom Patrol gets started.
Doom Patrol?
Yep.
Is that
Doom
animated?
Patrol. Nope, it's live action. And they were seen in I think an episode of Titans, so. Let's see. Doom Patrol is a collection of lost souls who have all been disfigured in some way and fixed in an even stranger way. Robot Man, a.k.a. Cliff Steele, played by both Brendan Fraser and Riley Shanahan, was once a hotshot race car driver, but after a violent crash, his brain has been implanted in a new android body. See, Elastawoman, a.k.a. Rita Farr, played by Avril Bowlby, was a Golden Age Hollywood starlet until she encountered an unknown substance on an African shoot. Now her flesh is malleable, which means that with focus, she can still look like she did in her prime, but if she loses control, her body starts oozing all over the place.
Kind of like Clayface, huh?
Yeah. Let's see. Both of them represented in the opening credits by shots of Cliff's brain being placed into his robot body and a hand melting in the midst of a bath. But that's just two members of the team. Other people also come under the tutelage of Dr. Niles Calder, a.k.a. the Chief, who's played by none other than Timothy Dalton.
James Bond?
Yep. When they realize he's the only person capable of helping them find new life after tragedy, the opening credits may change over the course of the season as more heroes get added. Find out the rest of the Doom Patrol secrets, fans will have to wait for the series to unfold over the next few months. They have the opening credits already, but I'm going to watch that a little later. Because I want to be able to go to sleep. I don't want to see that kind of stuff just yet, if you know what I mean.
You don't want to see blood, guts, and gore, do you?
Well, not after meal, not before bed.
Yeah, you don't want to have nightmares.
Yeah. Let's see. Uh-oh, what's this? What was this?
Quiet. You want
that
on the
nose? Yeah, this was today. Netflix headquarters evacuated due to an active shooter?
Damn. Enlighten us, so great one.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to put it into the chat here. I'm going to check if JJ's over here. Yeah. Oh, we got JJ's in the chat. We have a new person, Kevin Richardson.
Hey, welcome to the show, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Kevin. But yeah, this has happened today. Don't know exactly when. So here's what's going on. An active shooter currently forced Netflix headquarters in Hollywood to be evacuated, according to a report from KTLA-TV via Deadline. The report indicated that no one can get in or out of the building and that the belief is a person with a deadly weapon caused the lockdown. The Los Angeles Police Department is responding to the incident at the Sunset Bronson Studios. Employees are not allowed to leave the area. Reports indicate that many LAPD officers have gathered at the entrance to the studio near the Netflix building, which is located near the intersection of Van Ness Avenue and Sunset Boulevard. According to KTLA, LAPD officer Tony M. said they received secondhand information about an armed suspect, though there was no other information available at this time. Employees
okay.
have been
okay. Okay. Finish what you're reading, and I'll read the update.
Okay. What the heck was I doing? Where am I? Employees have been forced to move to interior spaces and away from windows, according to KTLA's report. The report first indicated that the building went into lockdown, but has since been updated with information of an evacuation. Unfortunately, there is no other situation available about the situation at this time. LAPD are currently responding to the scene as it unfolds. And there's the update. Go ahead.
CBS Los Angeles has since reported that a suspect was arrested and the lockdown has been lifted. Police have yet to make an official statement. NBC LA added to the report indicating that the gunman was on top of the Netflix building at the studio. People on the scene have taken to social media, with one person claiming the suspect is a former employee of Netflix and has threatened to open fire. Let me see if there's any more to that. As the situation gets resolved, police will address the media and provide more details on the incident and will likely clear up the confusion that continues to circulate. Update number two, Jessica Rosenthal of Fox News reports that no one at Netflix had a gun and that a former employee who made a threat has since been arrested. Okay.
And then update three, Netflix sent out the following statement to employees via The Hollywood Reporter. We received a tip about a potential law enforcement incident. Police are conducting a sweep of the lot out of an abundance of caution. There is no immediate danger or threat to our employees. Feel free to share this information with your loved ones. And we'll keep getting more updates as it's available.
Isabella.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But, oh, boy, that's all we need.
Yeah, it's scary. Just think if it was really, really serious and they had to evacuate the building for any length of time. Think what that would do with the releases.
Mm-hmm.
The Netflix releases.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Love it or hate it, Frozen 2 is coming.
Oh, jeez, I thought Frozen has already been here for a while.
No, I'm talking about the movie Frozen 2.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Frozen 2 will come out, I believe it's November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, this year.
Oh, my.
So, yes, Elsa's back, Anna's back.
Olaf.
Oh, Snowman's back. what was it? Sven and his elk are back as well. I forgot the elk's name.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Sorry,
it'll be interesting
that.
To see what happens with this, but I will tell you the truth. As much as I like Elsa, I did not like that first movie at all. I was bored within 10 minutes. But for those, you know, for those who do like Frozen and all, hey, more power to you. But seriously, I mean...
Quiet.
Yeah. Ooh, look at this one. Okay, Janet, you were talking about a measles outbreak, right? Earlier?
Right.
Well, get this. After 52 measles... Go ahead.
Actually, I was talking about the anti-vaxxers. And...
Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah, well, guess what? After 52 measles cases, state may require parents to get kids vaccinated. No exceptions.
Well, it's about darn time.
Mm-hmm. Like, good, about breaking time. Because vaccinations are there for a reason. What in the world?
What?
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
What?
Okay, we're going to have an issue.
What do you mean, an issue?
Let's see, a bunch of dirty... Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, my.
Is it our unexpected guest?
Yeah, he's being a little bit of a pill. Time to kick him out. Yes, goodbye. Here's what he said. He said, stupid dyke, shut that stupid ass dog up. I think,
well,
Janet, he was referring to yours.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, not that he called me a dyke, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ignorance is what it is. It's pure ignorance.
Yeah. So kick, so kill the dog, kick it. That shuts him up. My dog usually barks for like butt blanket. Then he said, oh my, kill the dog, hurry, oh my. It's like, no, I don't think so. And unfortunately, we lost JJ.
Was this in the BTR chat room?
Yes.
I'm on my way in there. I'm going to watch it.
Well, I already kicked him out. Okay, JJ's back in.
No, that's fine. That just in case he comes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have said, please keep the dog quiet. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he has to be the south end of a northbound horse about it.
Man, he told me to F off.
Oh.
So that's
do
when
not
I kicked
mess
him out.
With the person. Do not mess with the person holding the boot button in their hands.
Yeah. Oh, what's this? Hello.
Hi, you bumbling bitches. I just wanted to tell you guys are boring ass whores. Go fuck yourselves.
Go ahead,
ram it right up your ass.
You should listen to us anyway. You are the
Goodbye.
One who is mouthing off to people who you think you are above because you think you have a right to call people names and attempt to bully them. If you don't like our show, if you don't like us, then turn around and get your ass off our show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, shut the fuck up because I don't want to hear it. You are a pathetic excuse for a human being, and I am not going to have
it. I won't even. Uh-oh. So what if we're boring as fuck? To him we are, but who knows, right?
Well, it's his opinion, but he does not have the right to attack people.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, seriously? It's like, you know, we're not going to agree on everything. But you see me trying to say, and so I will say something to the effect of, you know, there was something Stephen Amell, I think it was his wife that had done something, and you know, people were saying, you know, oh, it's just Stephen's wife. Everybody likes it, blah blah blah. I said, well, I didn't like it, but I went objective with it. I didn't go because of the fact it was Stephen Amell's wife who was doing it. I said, the reason I like it, it didn't seem funny. The jokes just didn't seem to sit. And some people said, thank you for being objective about it. It's like, well, that's the whole idea. I mean, I may not like it, but at least, you know, I'm objective. I'm not going to say what that creep just said.
Well,
okay,
like
what
said,
did I miss? What did I miss?
I basically told that guy off.
And it looks like he's trying to call back.
Well, I wouldn't let him in. Don't give him a platform.
Don't worry.
That's ignorant.
There, done.
Watch him come back into the. Watch him try to come back into the chat room.
Don't worry.
Well,
he tries it. I can block
worry.
Him.
He's not. We're just gonna block him.
Yep. He can try all he wants, but it ain't gonna work since I'm in control of the studio.
Oh, I may listen.
It's extremely sad that there are people like him out there because they simply don't know any better and they don't know how to conduct themselves as adults.
Right.
That's what it basically amounts to.
Yeah.
Sounds like sounds like the same kind of trouble we had with certain other people.
Yeah. 213.
No,
okay.
I think this goes a little bit beyond that, and I'll tell you why. They knew when to keep their mouth shut.
All right.
They didn't call names.
Let me check. Guys, keep talking. I'm going to screen this caller before I do anything, okay? Hold on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and keep talking.
But, you know.
Hello.
Similar to, but not exactly like.
Hello.
Oh.
It's not working.
Basically put, for people that are listening, what happened is a reflection on the call. It's not a reflection on any of us. It's not a reflection on the topic of this show, whatever it might be at any given time. It's a reflection on them. They feel bad. They're ignorant. They feel like if they just lash out at somebody, somebody else will feel bad, and it will make them feel better and feel stronger.
Okay.
When in fact, they are the weakest one that there is.
Good. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I need to get that back. Let's see.
So, how's it going?
The screening, I don't know. The screening's not working. I can't screen the call.
Well,
should I chance it?
Just don't add it.
Okay. All right. I'm keeping on the. Okay. Let's see. He tried to start with me. Oh. Well. At least we know we'll keep him kicked out.
Well, let's
right.
see. If I had to start
with started
with
me by calling me a friend.
Jan, let me speak. If he wants to say I started with him, then I'd like to pose a question. Who was
okay.
the one that called people that called people a dyke and bitches? Who is the one who called in with a significant attitude problem? Who is the one calling in acting all sad because he feels the need to be high and mighty above everybody else? No, sir.
Yeah, I agree.
The problem is entirely yours, and I highly recommend that you seek some help for that, because you really need it.
Okay, let me try something here real quick. I'm going to let this one in. It's a different number, okay? But be ready, all right, guys?
Be mindful that numbers can be spooked, too.
Yeah, you're right. But everybody stay ready. Here we go. Hello, caller.
Hi. No, I'm sorry, but this is not. I heard that gentleman earlier, but what I wanted to speak about was the thing about Netflix. KTLA this morning they did report that it was nearby Sunset and I believe it was the Bronson Studios. In fact, my sister-in-law actually works at that just down the street from there, and they got quite the. They got the scoop. Let me just say this first of all. That gentleman in the background, he sounds like a cocksucking piece of shit. Fuck you, whore. You piece
he,
of shit.
He,
fuck
he
you,
does.
Fat fuck.
Yeah,
you
hell.
Shit, you fucker.
I
shit, you old fuck.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Fuck you. Hit your wife. Hit your wife
right.
And kick your dog. Go kick your dog, you idiot. You fat piece of shit. How fat are you? Be honest with me. How fat are you? Old man, how fat are you? How fat is that son of a bitch? Tell me.
We don't know.
Come on. Come on.
We
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know.
You fucking fat sack of dog shit. Shut up, you fuckers.
All right, now.
Fuck
let's
you.
Get the
hey, fuck you, old man.
I wonder if he's even listening anymore.
Shut up, you pussy.
I mean, I
shut
really...
your mouth. Shut your mouth when I'm talking. Shut your mouth when I'm talking, you old bastard. Shut up and go fuck your dog.
Now, where were we? Where were we on the discussion?
We were talking about the Netflix.
Go fuck your dog. Go fuck your dog, you shitheads.
Okay, you were talking about the Netflix incident?
Yeah, ram it up your ass.
Okay, but
fuck you and that fat bastard. Fuck you, you fat sack of shit.
If he's even listening anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening. Everyone's listening. I'm still on the line, you moron. Did you notice I'm still on the line, you stupid idiots? It's being recorded. Listen, it's still on there, you idiots.
Okay.
You don't know how to hang up, huh, you idiot? Hey, stupid, do you know how to hang up?
Goodbye, dumbass. I think that was the same guy.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was. And the nice thing to point out is that he basically demonstrated for everybody exactly who the troublemaker here was.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely wasn't us.
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
And I'll be honest, I had trouble screening the call, so... I guess we're just going to have to be on our toes from now on.
So to him I say, thank you for demonstrating your ignorance to the rest of the world. I'm sure they appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Because the only one that looks bad
is you.
Is you. Okay. Well, listeners, we apologize for that waste of time that we unfortunately cannot take back.
And that's actually understatement of the year right there.
Mm-hmm.
I nominate that for understatement of the year.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Here's something interesting. A fantasy generator. For something, get our minds off of this mess. Let's see. My birthday's November 1st. That would make me a dark elf paladin.
What about me?
Let's see. October 10th. That puts you as a troll templar.
Hey, Shirley. Look and see if there's any new numbers yet.
No, there aren't any.
I think he was just a troll. I think that guy was just a bored troll.
Probably right. Let's see. Tim, your birthday is September 19th?
Correct.
You would be a dryad bard.
Oh, my.
That's interesting.
How about October 20th?
October 20th? It'd be Troll Red Mage.
That's my mom.
Let's see. My brother would be Centaur Death Knight.
Oh, my.
A centaur, your brother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way this looks.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, this is interesting. Diet drinks linked to risk of heart attack, stroke, and early death in women over 50.
Okay.
I thought they were linked to, like, everybody.
Okay,
excuse me
a minute.
I'm surprised. Uh-oh. 312. I don't know. Should I take this or not? Because I can't screen the call. Okay.
Nope.
Just leave it on mute, and we'll just let them listen and cower. Till the end of the show. That'll work.
Like I said, phone numbers can be spooked. So,
yeah.
You know, it could be somebody that just constantly changes their phone number so that we would think it's not them, and surprise!
It's them. You're right. You may have fooled me twice, but you ain't fooled me three times.
Like I said, all he's doing is demonstrating for the world how sad he really is.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, Here's the thing about diet drinks. This was actually posted today. The study from the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association says drinking two or more of any kind of artificially sweetened drinks a day is linked to a greater risk of heart attacks, clot-based strokes, and early death in women over 50. The risks are higher for women with no history of heart disease, as well as women who are obese or African American. Previous research has shown links between diet beverages and stroke, dementia, diabetes, and obesity. This is another confirmatory study showing a relationship between artificially sweetened beverages and vascular risks. While we cannot show causation, this is a yellow flag to pay attention to these findings, said American Academy of Neurology President Dr. Ralph Sacco, who was not involved in the latest study. Research shows Americans may be taking heed of these studies. The Beverage Marketing Corporation says bottled water surpassed carbonated soft drinks to become the top beverage by volume in 2016. Of course, I only drink water, the occasional Sprite, the occasional Propel. Because I swear to God, I will never do this again. I had a Sprite Zero at a party in Georgia, because all they had was Sprite Zero and Coke Zero. They didn't even have water. I decided, okay, I'm going to try this Sprite Zero. I swear to God, I'll never drink that crap ever again. It was the most disgusting thing I ever had in my life. So, he's gone. Good. See what happens, yeah? It's like, you may have fooled me twice, but you ain't fooled me three times. Well, let's see. Let's see. It's been one of those slow news days. So bear with me, growl. Let's see. Let's see. We could be having a lot of rain here in Alabama next week. The northern part of the state could really have a lot of rain next week. Something like 4 to 8 inches of rain possible.
Has he tried to come back again?
Yes, he did, but this time I completely ignored him, and he's trying again. No way. You're not fooling me. Not anymore.
Hey.
You must be pretty sad if you want to be beaten up by people like us over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me a third time, no way.
Uh-uh. I agree.
You can go find somewhere else to be sad. We don't have time for that.
You know what? He's got to be a lonely guy to be able to decide to hide behind a computer and pick on people.
Yeah.
He's not even doing a good job of that, Mike.
No.
Tell me about
he's
it.
Not.
I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting pissed. I'm actually watching him listening to him make a fool of himself.
Yeah. Okay, here's something interesting. We got that. There's that movie Alita Battle Angel, okay?
Right.
Well, we don't know how the movie itself's going to do, but I will tell you this right now. This is a great story. Alita Battle Angel filmmakers give new bionic arms to young amputee.
Yo! Way to go!
That's real to me, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it may not matter, you know, the movie may, I don't know if it's going to do well or not, but this is awesome. So this
Leave
is
it.
The story. When she was just 15 months old, Tilly Lockie from the north of England fought the battle of her life against meningococcal septicemia. Yeah.
Okay.
She survived, however. Both of her hands need to be amputated. Tilly, now 13 and an advocate for kids with prosthetics, received a surprising gift from the creators of the new film, Alita Battle Angel, a set of state-of-the-art bionic hands. The film is the ultimate girl power story of acceptance, technology, humanity, not to mention cyborgs who are given bionic limbs to fight a futuristic war. She later was requested to appear at the Dorchester Hotel in London for a photo shoot. There, she was met by the 20th Century Fox team. She was in one room, and the film crew were waiting secretly next door. Tilly's mom, Sarah, explained. Let's see. Oops, there's more to the story. She had to come down to London thinking she was just coming for a photo shoot. So it was a complete surprise when the film crew came in and presented her with her new arms, telling her she was a real-life Alita. The hands were created
cool.
in partnership with Open Bionics and 20th Century Fox to make sure the limbs could do things like grasp and move properly and weren't just aesthetic. James Cameron, who produced the film, is a big fan of Tilly's. Tilly has grown up to be an incredible person and has never let her disability hold her back in any way. Prosthetic arms aren't cheap, especially for children. If Tilly grows from baby to child and child to adult, she needs replacement arms to match her body as she gets older, he continued. So we decided to have the Alita design team to work with Open Bionics to build her a bespoke pair of advanced prosthetic arms that are affordable. As well as a huge surprise, Tilly got to play superstar for the evening, walking the Alita Battle Angel red carpet with star Rosa Salazar at the London premiere. Part future, part machine, all inspirational.
Yay.
So it's like, it's not going to matter how, you know, it's not going to matter how the movie does this weekend. The fact that it did this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Someone's got a 205 area code, and that's my state. It's like, I ain't falling for it. It's like, really? No.
So very sad.
Yep.
I'm here. I'm back.
Welcome
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
I have more class of my pinky finger than that asshole had in his entire being.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel, like, you know, I feel like doing this.
Clap on, clap off. Clap on, clap off. Clapper.
Shut up!
Oh, I got a better one. Can I have a Samurai Jack, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I can get it.
You m***. I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up! Mm-hmm. Yeah, 205.
He's still trying to get in.
All right there.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, the area code 205. That's Alabama. But I know it ain't one of mine, so it's like, ain't fooling me again.
205.
Yeah, that's one of the old area codes in Alabama. I think some places still use it.
You mean the area code?
Uh-huh. At one time 205 was the only area code in the entire state.
Oh my.
So
you know, there's one thing I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how he feels knowing he made a complete ass of himself in front of the world.
Oh, with people like them, they don't think they did.
Yeah.
Oh, they definitely did. We got that all recorded.
Oh yeah,
yep.
And it's gonna be in our
yep.
gonna be in our archives too.
Indeed.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Let's see. This was today. Listen to this one. 28 students hospitalized after eating candy, falling ill on Valentine's Day. Today.
Whoa.
Oh,
I wonder if it's related to those students who got ill eating candy laced with fentanyl.
Well, we're going to find out. Let's see. Fulton County, Georgia, and this is today. The cause of the odd illness hasn't been confirmed, but a student said they were told by police not to eat anything they didn't bring themselves. Anyway, more than 2 dozen students at a Fulton County school were taken to local hospitals after eating snacks and candy on Valentine's Day. Fulton County Fire said they were called to Sandtown Middle School to assist the school with the incident. The school system initially said 21 students complained of feeling ill, but later updated the number to 28. When students began reporting their symptoms, we partnered with local municipalities to immediately get their medical attention as quickly as possible, Chief Academic Officer Cliff Jones said in a statement. City of South Fulton Police said they helped escort the children who were having shortness of breath and showing signs of an allergic reaction. Let's see. Some of the students were taken to Hugh Spaulding Hospital and others to Children's Hospital in Eggleston, where they were being evaluated by paramedics. Additional students also went to Grady Memorial Hospital. One student said that some of her peers had brought candy for Valentine's Day, and then it was shared during locker break. Everyone started bringing candy in the shape of hearts, Genesis Cruz said. So people started, like, passing them out, and, like, people were eating them. She said some of the candy may have been tainted with drugs, something school officials have yet to confirm as the investigation continues. So people were, like, screaming down the hallways and stuff, she said. Cruz said police then came in the classroom and told students not to eat any candy. They were like Rice Krispies and stuff, she said, like lollipops. She added that the Rice Krispies she saw were homemade, but the lollipops appear to be store-bought, like heart-shaped pink lollipops, she said. Cruz added that the school was never evacuated. It was kind of scary because, like, this has never happened before, and I was wondering, like, if anything would happen to me because I don't know if I have ate any of these candies that they had. She said that during the ordeal, she heard over the intercom system that they were to consider the situation a soft lockdown. The school system said they were working with local authorities and in contact with parents about the incident. In a statement, the school system also corrected erroneous information reported by WSB. The school has not been evacuated or is on lockdown despite incorrect media reports, the statement read. At 2:08, the TV station tweeted, "What we know, Santel Middle School in South Fulton evacuated. School officials call an active scene at this time. News Chopper 2... and blah, 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 headed to scene." They sent several tweets with the same information. They sent a mobile push alert and went on live television with the information that the school district was incorrect, said was incorrect. In lieu of the blanket statement of incorrect media reports, 11 Alive wants to be clear that this station never reported those details. So right now, it's still developing. We don't know exactly what's going on yet.
Okay, well, that's suspicious, you know. Mm-hmm. Why do reporters always seem to want to jump the gun?
Yeah.
I know why, because they want to outscoop each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, we've got 3:12, and the guy left. Yay. Sorry, pal, I don't fall for it again. Oh, good. And Tim's in the chat room, too. Good. Helps keep an eye on things.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching. He doesn't go on if I see him.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I kicked him out. I think once I kick someone out, he can't come back in.
Then how did you explain he got back on another?
On the phone.
Probably got on the phone because he couldn't get in the chat room, but
mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know something? That guy, whoever he was probably he's probably a lonely old fart who pleasures himself behind a computer screen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's also extremely sad. It was an extremely sad life that he feels the need to make himself feel better by trying to bring people
down. Oh, great.
Down.
Looks like he's trying again. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do it because we're almost out of time anyway, so it's not even gonna matter at this point.
By the time we get him in and rebuke him, it'll be time for us to end the show anyway. So,
yeah, you're right. No point. Yeah. Well, anyway, we are almost out of time for tonight.
Surely you gotta pay attention tomorrow, especially if the bastard tries to show up again.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, tomorrow night is Naughty Mad Libs night. I only have my 3 shows to review. And I will tell you this right now. Tim, I know he will not be able to talk because he will have his teeth work done, but he will still take part through Messenger, so we are still going to get it all in there, right?
And that's correct. And I am bringing the naughtiest of naughties.
Yeah, because I'm going to make sure, I will make certain I will use the Messenger with my iPad because that's a guarantee it's going to work this time because I remember what happened last time. It ain't going to happen again.
Last time I got skipped over and nobody ever came back to me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen this time. Personally. So in any case, we're going to close out by saying, as usual, please remember follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us on our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app, available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond on the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night. Sleep well, stay safe, and we'll see you tomorrow for the All Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib Show.
That's what I say to him.
Yeah, well, that's all for tonight. And before we go, remember...
I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
That's one.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am...
That's two. And finally...
This is the voice of the Mysterons. We know you can hear us, Earthmen.
Shut up!
All right. And one more thing. If we have anybody like that guy calling in again, we're going to keep an eye on you because you do anything stupid. The thunder will come down on you. Got it?
Got it.
Zero tolerance, people. Zero tolerance.
Yeah. Right. Our version of zero tolerance, anyway. All right. Well, everybody have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Night, y'all.
Take care, everybody. John.